Now, boys and girls, if you sit up again, we'll continue with our stories out of the Word of God. And you remember last time we said that up to this point we have been looking at the history of the children of Israel. You have that early history of the children of Israel in the book of Genesis, of course, beginning with Abraham, and then into the book of Exodus, where God brought them out of the land of Egypt, then into the book of Joshua, where he brought them into the land of Canaan, and then in the book of Judges, of course, where they lived in that land. Now, we said that the next great part of the children of Israel is found in those books of the Bible which are called 1st and 2nd Samuel, 1st and 2nd Kings, 1st and 2nd Chronicles. But in between the book of Judges and the first book of Samuel, that wee book of Ruth, you remember, not a very big book, but a very good book of the Word of God, because it tells us so many good lessons concerning ourselves and concerning God and Jesus Christ, our Savior, as well. So we looked at the book of Ruth, and now this morning then we begin to look at those great big books of the Old Testament, the two books of Samuel, the two books of Kings, the two books of Chronicles. Now, the two books of Samuel, of course, are called after Samuel because he's the man who is mainly the one that is spoken about in those books. He was a priest of God. He was one of God's prophets. He spoke to the people concerning the things of God. But the first thing that we're told about Samuel, of course, is how he was born and also something that he did when he was still quite young. The father and mother of Samuel, a man called Elkanah and a woman called Hannah. And up and until Samuel was born, Hannah didn't have any children, and she was very sad about this. And she would really have loved to have had a child from the Lord God so that she could give that child in that sense back to God for God's service. Well, they were very faithful, were Elkanah and Hannah, and one time they went up to Shiloh, a place called Shiloh, to the tabernacle. You remember the tabernacle? That great big tent that God had commanded the children of Israel to build in the wilderness, and which they set up in the land of Canaan. So Elkanah and Hannah went up to the tabernacle to worship God. And the Bible tells us that Hannah was praying before God that God might give her a son. Now, she was praying in her heart, but she was so sincere and so earnest in her prayers in her heart that her lips were moving. She wasn't saying anything. There wasn't any noise coming out of her lips, but her lips were moving because her heart was so earnest before God. Now, the priest at Shiloh, a man called Eli, he saw her standing there and her lips moving. And he did a very, very wrong thing, boys and girls. He assumed something. He thought something in his heart. And what he thought was this. He thought to himself, I think that woman's drunk because she's standing there and her lips are moving and no voice is coming out, no sound is coming out. Isn't it the case that sometimes we look at something and because we don't really know what's going on, we sometimes jump to the wrong conclusion, as we say? Well, Eli jumped to the wrong conclusion. He thought that Hannah was drunk. She wasn't drunk, of course. She was praying to God, but so earnest in her prayers. But he went to her anyway. And he said, what are you doing coming up to the house of God in that kind of state? And then she told him that she wasn't drunk at all, but she said, I'm praying to God that God would give me a son. And so when Eli heard that, of course, he realized how sincere Hannah was. Well, they went away from the tabernacle, went away from Shiloh, went back to their house again. And then as the months went on and on, one day Hannah came to her husband Elkanah, and she said, you know, we're going to have a baby. And my shoe was full of joy in her heart, and Elkanah as well, and then eventually Samuel was born. She called him Samuel because Samuel means asked from God. And so they had asked God, and God had given them that request, and so they called him Samuel. Now remember what she said, that if she had a son, she would lend him back to God. That means that she would give him into God's service. So a few years later, she came back up to the tabernacle again, back to Eli. She said to Eli, "Do you remember me? I'm the woman that was praying, and God answered my prayer, and here is the son that he gave me, and now I want to give him into the service of the Lord God of Israel." And Samuel then was to stay with Eli at the tabernacle, and from time to time, of course, Hannah and Elkanah would come up to visit him, but he was going to be a child there in the tabernacle, and he was going to help Eli in the things of the tabernacle. So that's how he was born. That's how Samuel was brought into this world under the Lord our God in all of those ways. Now, as I said, one thing that we're told about Samuel when he was still quite young, just a young boy, and it's this. Eli and him slept in the tabernacle. You remember there was the great big courtyard of the tabernacle, and then there was the tent where the candlestick was and the table of showbread and the altar of incense. Remember all of those things in the tabernacle? Well, they used to put nearly all the lights out at night on the 7-branch candlestick, except one. They would leave one burning. And so when the light was burning very, very dim, they lay down to sleep. And as Samuel was sleeping, he heard a voice saying, "Samuel." And he jumped up immediately and he ran to Eli. And he said, "Yes, Eli, what do you want?" Eli rubbed his eyes and he said, I don't want you. I didn't call you. Go back to sleep." Back to sleep Samuel went again. Then he heard the voice once more, "Samuel." And again he went up and he went to Eli. And again Eli said, "Look, I didn't call you. Go back to sleep again." And the third time, the voice again. And he went again to Eli and he said, "Eli, did you not call me?" And then Eli realized what was happening. And Eli said, "Look, Samuel, go back, and if you hear that voice again, say this, 'Speak, Lord, your servant is listening.'" Samuel went back, he lay down, and the voice came again, "Samuel." And then he remembered what Eli said, and he looked up and he said, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." And God spoke to Eli, boys and girls. The things that he told Eli, the things that he told Samuel, they weren't really good things as far as Eli was concerned. But God had started to speak to Samuel, had used Samuel for the first time as his servant, even though he was still quite young. And then for all the years of his life, God would use Samuel time after time after time. And if you want the lesson, because remember, we're always to draw the lesson out of everything that we hear from the Word of God. If you want the lesson, it's really that lesson that we should be able to listen for God's voice. Now, God doesn't speak to us today in that way that he spoke to Samuel, but he speaks to us out of his Word, out of the Bible. And so we should have our hearts and our minds, our ears in that way, open to the things that God says out of his Word, out of the Bible for us. And of course you know that hymn, not that hymn that says this, "Oh, give me Samuel's ear, the open ear, O Lord, alive and quick to hear each whisper of thy Word." And then it says, "Oh, give me Samuel's heart." And then it says, "Oh, give me Samuel's mind." And so you see, we're to be like Samuel, because we're to have our ears and our hearts and our minds open to those things that God speaks, the things that he speaks out of his Word, out of the Bible, to our hearts and to our minds. So remember then, that's how Samuel was born. The very first thing that happened with Samuel, that thing when he was asleep in the tabernacle and when God first began to speak to him. And all then that comes after that, and this is the beginning of those great books of Samuel and Kings and Chronicles.